low back pain. The team at Tulsa Spine and Rehab is well equipped to help you when it strikes, but would be even better to avoid it in the first place. Dr. Sean Riley joins us today with three things we can do to avoid low back pain. So, Dr. Riley, how hard is it?
Hi, Scott. Well, it's easier than you would think. And on this topic, I'm just going to speak to just general kind of low back pain. We're going to assume that there's nothing nasty going on. There's no trauma or injury. You know, you don't have a pre-existing nasty disc herniation or anything like this. So number one, okay, one of the most important things to avoid low back pain. This was actually one of my most popular podcasts that a lot of patients have ended up in this clinic because they searched and they figured out, you know, how to sleep. What do they need to do differently? Why do they hurt when they wake up first thing in the morning? So the first thing that you can do, just generally speaking, to avoid low back pain is pay attention to the way you sleep and your bed, your mattress setup. Very, very important to stay off of your stomach. It's so important to sleep on your side or your back. Maybe get something underneath your knees. Take a little bit of load and pressure if you're on your back off your low back. And then, or if you're on your side, maybe getting your knees bent to about 45 degrees. You can also put something in between your knees as well. Try to keep your head as neutral as possible. I say that to patients. They look at me like I have three eyes. What I'm saying is if you were sitting in a neutral position and you were just to lie down on your side, you want that head in that position. So a lot of times patients use these feather pillows or these other ergonomic pillows that might put them into lateral flexion. You know, we want to be as neutral as we can. I actually tell patients just to go buy a firm queen or king size pillow. You know, there's some expensive ergonomic pillows out there, but a firm pillow, in my experience, just keeps you relatively neutral, will take some pressure off of your neck as well. So pay attention to the way you sleep. You know, I know that when we all get in bed, we're focusing on one thing, going to bed. But if you can sleep, you know, definitely stay off of your stomach, get on your back or your side in a neutral position. And then the mattress, you know, it's every day, two or three times, what type of mattress should I buy? And I don't really necessarily promote one type of mattress over another. I will tell you this, stay away from pillow top type mattresses. You know, they might be really comfortable in the showroom, but what happens relatively quickly, they start to break down. Then there's that crater that develops, and then you've got the husband and wife fighting, kind of who's going to kind of sleep outside the crater, and they start flipping them over and doing these different things. So I suggest to some type of firm mattress. You know, Tempur-Pedics are good. They're really expensive, but, you know, it's a good mattress that should last you a long time. So when you go mattress shopping, try to find something that's relatively firm and it's going to provide a fair amount of support. What happens with the pillow tops as well, when they start to sag and so forth, it leads to increased irritation and, you know, on those joints. So the mattress should help you quite a bit. So pay attention to the way you sleep, get a good mattress. Secondly, the second most important thing to avoid low back pain, in my opinion, is to interrupt your sitting. I think that, and what that means is a lot of us sit behind a desk all day long and, you know, we have people preaching to us about our posture and ergonomics and, you know, how's our chair set up. It is so very important every 10 to 15 minutes to get up and move around. That does two things. First off, it cues our brain to get into a better position, you know, posturally once we sit down, okay? Secondly, it gives us some decompression or interrupts the load on our low back. What happens, and I'm sure you can attest to this, Scott, the longer we sit there, we get closer and closer to the desk. Like gravity takes over. You know, you look over at a mirror next to you and you're like, wow, my shoulders are hunched. My head is way down. I'm really flexed throughout my mid back. It's just, you know, I don't care how good your chair is, how good you're set up ergonomically. It's really difficult to sit there for 2 hours. So I encourage a lot of my patients to get online, Google like a free timer, download it on your computer, set it for every 10 to 15 minutes. When it dings, get up and move around. Now, listen, I'm not trying to make your boss upset like you don't need to be walking around your office for 15 minutes. You literally need to get up for 15 to 30 seconds, reset, decompress, get down and get back after it. So I think and that, you know, it's something so, so simple, really is helpful throughout the day. It really surprises quite a few people on how much better they feel just throughout the day by interrupting their sitting. And then the second thing is a lot of times people say, well, what kind of exercise should I do? I mean, we could be on this podcast for the rest of the week related to low back exercises and different types of exercises for low back pain. But if you're going to pick two things, or one thing would be mobility. Okay, we want to increase flexibility, and it's going to be into two areas. Okay, it's going to be in our mid back, that thoracic spine between our shoulder blades, and our hips. Okay, so what we want to do is we want to stretch our hips and our mid back. What that's going to do is it's going to increase mobility in those two areas. And then hopefully it's going to take some of the stress and some of the compensation off the low back. So I think if you were just generally going to work on two areas of flexibility, it would be the mid and low back, or pardon me, the mid back and the hips. We do have some exercises online. You know, you can, you know, check out different types of resources, learn some good safe stretching drills for the mid back and the hips. So to review, Scott, that, you know, the three things that I think, three simple things that you could do throughout the day to prevent low back pain: pay attention to the way you're sleeping, stay off your stomach or your sleep on your side or your back, pay attention to the type of mattress you have. Okay, that's number one. Number two, try to interrupt your sitting throughout the day, get up and move around as much as you can. And then three, let's work on flexibility in the hips and that mid-thoracic region.
Those are some good tips. If you are dealing with low back pain, it's important to get proper care by trained professionals. Contact Dr. Riley and the team at Tulsa Spine and Rehab, 918-743-3737.